You're linked to the John Tesh Radio Show on WLNK Charlotte, 107.9 The Link. Now, here's John Tesh.
Whatever you're trying to do, we want to help you do it better. That's why we search the world to find the information you need to be happier, healthier, more productive at work, and more lovable at home. It's Intelligence for Your Life right here on the John Tesh Radio Show. Coming up, is one of your coworkers tempting you to stray? I'll tell you how to avoid sticky situations at work. From our random intelligence files, I have expert tips on how to boost your memory. And what do you think has the most germs in a hotel room? I'll tell you what you shouldn't be touching if you'll be staying in one anytime soon. Let's go.
You're linked to the John Tesh Radio Show
on 107.9 The Link.
Restless tonight, 'cause I wasted the light. Between both these times, I drew a really thin line. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away.
107.9 The Link, it's John Tesh, and here's the latest from the Goo Goo Dolls with Better Days on The Link.
And you ask me what I want this year, and I'll try to make this kind and clear. Just a chance that maybe we'll find better days.
It'll still be 2 days till we sell wasabi. It's my stadium home of the Robbie.
107.9 The Link.
You're linked to John Tesh.
John Tesh, I need some intelligence for my relationship.
Okay, but it's a little uncomfortable what we have to talk about here. It's important. Did you know that most of the time when a spouse cheats, it's with somebody at work? So if you want to keep your marriage on solid ground, you need to look at the things that make you vulnerable. It's just like when you're driving. Or like what Rick Warren says, it's easier to avoid dangerous situations than to escape from them. It's easier to stay out of temptation than to get out of it. So here's how to take temptation out of your path. This advice comes from psychologist Barry McCarthy, who wrote the book, Getting It Right the First Time, Creating a Healthy Marriage. Don't miss this stuff. First, think about that cute coworker you're getting really chummy with. Ask yourself, am I treating this person differently than everybody else? If you are, then that's your warning that you're heading into dangerous territory. Pull back. Start treating them more formally. Never have the door closed when you're together. The more eyes on you, the better. Also, never gripe to them about your home life. It's an invitation for that person to think you're looking for something better than what you have. Next, what about your ex-girlfriend who still works for the company? If you're planning to spend time with her, ask yourself this. Is this something my wife could be invited to? If not, don't have that meeting with your ex. If it's unavoidable, tell your wife what's happening. This will automatically keep you in line because you know when you get home, your wife is going to ask you about it. And finally, don't miss this. What about temptation on a business trip? Hoo-hoo. To avoid it, think about the future. What will happen if you get together with this person? How would your spouse feel? Imagine a look of horror and despair in their eyes. And if all else fails and somebody keeps flirting with you, say out loud as many times as necessary, I'm married. It's not just for their benefit. It's a reminder to yourself as well. This is good stuff, huh? If you want to go further, the book is called Getting It Right the First Time by Barry McCarthy. It's listed for you, as always, at Tesh.com.
107.9 The Link is your link to Santa's Workshop and the incredible Stocking Stuffer Giveaway.
Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Now back to John Tesh on 107.9 The Link.
866-865-TESH is the John Tesh Radio Show hotline number. We'd love for you to win a copy of our latest CD and DVD project. It's called Red Rocks Platinum. Just email me on my website, Tesh.com, and we pick 5 emails at random each and every week. Let's talk about your memory skills, because mine are getting a little slim lately. Could yours use a tune-up? I got some tricks from the Mount Sinai School of Medicine and their memory enhancement program. Good stuff. First, they suggest that we avoid distractions. We adults, that is. The ability to pay attention to more than one thing at a time does decrease with age. So if you really want to concentrate, keep music, phone calls, and other disruptions to a minimum. Kids, you can still use music when you study. It works for you. Next, focus on things you normally do unconsciously. For example, when you remove your glasses, say this: "Hey guys, I'm putting you on the bookshelf for now." And one last memory trick: use all your senses. Details create a more memorable picture and give us the clues we need to pull up a word, a face, or a name, and visual memory tends to be underused. So do this. I do this all the time. If you have a bunch of errands to run, visually map out yourself driving from place to place to help you remember where you have to go. You try this stuff and you call me and tell me it works. I know it does. 866-865-TESH.
Celebrating the spirit of the season. Happy holidays.
From your station for Santa's Link to Kids.
107.9 The Link.
Christmas is a time to say I love you. Share the joys and laughter and the tears.
.9 The Link.
Thanks for listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more intelligence for your life.
I know what you're doing. I see it all too clear. I only taste the same. I know what you're doing. I see it all too clear.
Your link to 107.9 The Link.
And the John Tesh Radio Show.
If it doesn't make you better, healthier, happier, or more interesting, you won't find it here on the John Tesh Radio Show. You know, eating out once in a while is great. Great treat for your kids, too. But check this out, what I just found here. If you treat your kids too often, you could actually be causing them harm. Yeah, a recent study we found from the American Heart Association tells us kids who eat out more than four times a week could face some serious health risks. Studies found these kids had higher blood pressure, higher cholesterol, and other heart risk factors than children who ate home-cooked meals. The youngsters who ate out also ate more starch, more sugar, salt, fat, and cholesterol than the kids who ate at home, and they drank twice as many sodas. Be careful with the kids. It should not be all restaurant food.
107.9 The Link.
Well, on the next Pam Stone Show, it is